working it together today, yes? Yeah, it's a good thing. Okay, let me move this over for a minute. Not going to use this yet, so I'm going to wait a minute. Okay, let me get this forward a little bit. This it's my stage crew here. No, I don't need it yet, Marianne. When I unfurl it. Good morning again. Good morning. More of you have come in. Nice to see you. So today I'm talking about accepting what is, but I'm going to start with a story. And there was this tribal chief, and his people came to him, and they said, "Is it going to be cold this winter?" And not really knowing the answer, but the chief said, "Yes, it's going to be very cold, and you need to start collecting wood to prepare for it." And so the braves went out, and they started collecting wood. And being a good chief, a good leader, the chief went in and called the National Weather Service and said, "How's the winter going to be?" And they said, "It's going to be very cold." And he said, "Thank you very much." So we went back to his people, and he said, "It's really going to be cold. Get more wood." And so his tribe went out, and they started collecting even more wood. The piles just started getting really tall. But the chief still wanted to know, is it really going to be cold this winter? So the chief called the National Weather Bureau, and he said, "Can you tell me, is it going to be cold this winter?" And the guy says, "Oh, yes." He said, "It's really going to be cold." And he said, "Well, what's the authority that you use?" And he said, "The Indians, they're building big stacks of firewood." I like that. Accepting what is. So why do we trust things outside of us? Why do we trust our life experiences to someone or something else? As people of faith, we are the ones who live with and in our life experiences, and we live in our beliefs. We're the ones that create that. It will be a cold winter, and we will need wood. And if it turns out to be mild, we're going to have extra wood left for the next winter. Do you see? Accepting what is. It means that we are the creators of what we believe and how we choose to live. This is how a person of faith trusts the God within. Learning to trust our intuitive self, our God self, is so important. Because nothing out there can tell you who you are. And preparing for greater good takes practice and begins with accepting what is. Now, this, when I say accepting what is, doesn't mean that we give up or we give in to events and say, "Oh, yeah, I just have to accept what is." That's Sorry Sam. You know, we've met people like that, yes? "Yeah, I just am accepting. This is what it is." Anybody know that one? Met that person? Good. You see, it's up to each one of us to claim and accept our own personal power and to have us do the best we possibly can, because it's our own environment that we're creating, and we're faith-based people filled to overflowing with light and love and the glory and the grace of God. Yes? Yes? Yeah. There are a couple of you that think that. That's good. Accepting of what is or where we are in life is our starting point. It's not the end of the picture. Our starting point is accepting this is where I am in my spiritual growth and my life experience. And Shakti Gawain says, anything in life that we don't accept will simply make trouble for us until we make peace with it. Everybody breathe into that. Anything that we don't accept, that we're not willing to look at, that we want to hold off, no, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see the dirty windows or the cupboard or the things that I'm not willing to deal with. Accepting what is our starting place, not our ending. Ernest Holmes said, when we're worried about something, we're making negative use of our imagination. I love that. We're making negative use of our imagination. So we're creating an environment for us to live in that is negative if we're sitting there worried. Worry, 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 worry. I like that. The imagination is our greatest spiritual tool that we each personally have. What is it that you want and desire to imagine? To imagine a power for good that guides you in everything that you do, in all that you are, has great value. Everybody breathe in that. And just stop in this moment and imagine the life that you desire, because that's how we create. Our imagination is magnetic. It pulls to us that we desire. It draws to us greater good. So if we imagine that everything's going to get worse, it's just going to all fall apart, woe is me, don't be surprised. Imaginations are the seeds of our belief, the seeds that we plant and say, I trust the soil is going to embrace the seed that I have planted for it to grow and to expand. So remember last week when I talked about hate returns more hate and love returns more love. If you didn't hear last week, you might want to go listen to it because it was good, yes? Yes, it was very good. Thank you. So what we believe is our point of power. I can't say that enough. What you believe is your point of power. Now, if you're having difficult beliefs today or you're believing in something going wrong, just take a breath because you're going to find an answer in just a moment, okay? Yes? All right. You see? Our imagination is not our point of hopelessness. It's a point of creation. Our ability to expand our imagination is our point of power. And when we have the courage, and believe me, it takes courage, when we have the courage to look at what we believe or what seems to scare us, with our faith, I guarantee you that you can turn it around. How about that? You get a guarantee today. Is that good? Are you willing to take that guarantee? Okay, so now I'm going to tell you about my story. Because this is really, I believe, where this started. Where I started to understand that I had to change my beliefs if I wanted to change my life. So here I was, a young woman, divorced with two children, and I had tremendous beliefs about myself that needed healing. Anybody? As a wife, I handled everything. I handled the money. I paid the bills. Every month, I made it work. I did well. I was in charge. However, as a single woman, I noticed a lot of fear, and I let the bills pile up. So imagine a table in my dining room over near the wall, and every time I'd go to the mailbox and I'd get the mail, I'd set it on the table. And I let the bills pile up because I was afraid. Something about that really scared me. And this pile, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'd sit in the dining room and I'd look at that pile. I'd try not to. Anybody been there? And accepting what is means we don't avoid it. We have to honestly and bravely look at what isn't working. So I asked the pile. This was before I was a minister, before I was a practitioner. I asked the pile, why are you there? What's this about? What's not working here for me? Because, and remember, as a wife, I took care of everything, and I was really good at it. This is what came up. I was filled with fear. I was alone. Yeah, good. Thank you, Marianne. Is it in there? Good. I need a man. Everybody breathe. I can't. No, 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 the pile said to me. Because you see, from my family and my upbringing, if you didn't have a man in your life, if you weren't married, you didn't have value. Anybody? And so, okay, God is calling you. I know that. All right. So that's what took place. So the reason for the pile was I felt inept to handle it. Now you're talking about the same woman that married took care of everything. Because being unmarried, all of these beliefs, all of these ideas that I had held down, I had avoided, could not come up until I was single. And so this is what took place. I was filled with fear. I was alone. I had to have a man. And the marriage wasn't good. Stay in it. No, I can't. No, no, no. Notice that. So when that pile talked to me, I realized that there was a lot for me to heal by being a single woman. And so I learned that if I avoided this, the pile would just get bigger. Thank you, God. So when we accept what is, then we have to look at what is it that I'm willing to change? What is it that I'm willing to do differently to have a different outcome? This is how we do it. If you've got anything that you are struggling with today, make your list of your struggles, okay? But before you go to the answer, I want you to stop in this moment and say, there's an infinite wisdom, an infinite power that lives at the very center heart of my being. And I'm going to speak victory over this list. I'm going to speak that the power and the presence of pure spirit is alive in every one of these doubts and fears, anything that holds me hostage. Oh, and I'm going to breathe into it because I am greater and I am more brilliant than this. Yes? Can we say an amen? Because you are. So now we want to go and look. Filled with fear. We want to cross that out. What's the opposite of that? Oh, I am filled with faith. Okay, see the difference? See what you're going to do? Yes? This is homework, okay, people? I am alone. I love the word alone because when you break it up, it means you're all one. I live in the all oneness of God. I am in unity with the divine. I need a man. I am brilliant. I am loving, and I'm going to start first loving myself, not asking someone else to love me to get my identity. You got it? Make sense? Hallelujah. I can't. We talked about that last week, didn't we? I'm willing to try. I'm willing to step into this. So I'm willing. Okay, I'm going to run out of paper. No, I won't. Okay, no, 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 no. Yes. I have claimed and accepted that yes is my new word. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Yes, I am. Everybody, yes, I can. Yes, I am. Yes, I will. Breathe it in. Remember, it's our own environment that we live in. We are creating the atmosphere that we desire to live in. So now that I've done this, now we've got our prayer. So here you go. I am filled with the light and the love and the glory of God and the deepening of the with faith. I am deeper within my own being because I live in the allness, the oneness of God's love. I am brilliant. The light of God shines brightly in and through and as my very being. I am willing to move into a greater expression of my own divine self. And I say, yes, yes, yes. Simple. Creates a different environment. Does that make sense? Any questions? Any doubts? Good. You're all good students of truth. Because accepting ourselves where we are and trusting that something greater, something more brilliant, something more awesome is desiring to awaken within us is our key to freedom. Now, we can sit and tell a sad story. I did. But I don't know about you. When we sit and tell that sad story, life is not very much fun, is it? It wasn't. And the pile kept growing. Well, thank you, God, I got over that. This is what I know, that wherever you are struggling, wherever you have doubts, wherever you have fear, it can and will turn around. If you will expect what is and accept what is, and keep the faith that something greater is being birthed in you. Something greater is coming alive. And it's because of your faith that you're going to turn the corner and create a life beyond your wildest dreams. So I'm going to invite you to make a list of your upsets and choose to be unstuck. The person you see standing in front of you today was nothing like that woman. Thank you, God. And speak victory. Speak victory over your list. Speak your powerful word, the power of God, over your list to assist you in writing that new list. That the new list of attributes and qualities that you desire to embody is the victory in partnership with God. I don't know about you, but I don't ever want to do this life by myself. Doing it with God is a lot more fun. Do I still struggle? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's part of the push against the life that we're living and the events and the circumstances that are going around. But we want to ask that, what is this asking of me? Just like I asked the pile, what would you say? What do you have to say to me? Because you see, everything about life will speak to you. And we need to say, I know that Spirit is powerful and Spirit is alive in me and wants only my good. We do not believe in a God that shames and blames and calls you bad or wrong. Trust me, that's not there, not possible. We believe and know the God of love that wants only our good. And that good will inspire us to claim a greater victory and a greater life, a life beyond our wildest dreams. And so I'm going to end this talk today with Ernest Holmes. It's the writings of all Ernest Holmes on the dailies. And there was a great one on October the 10th. So I'm going to invite you to just gently close your eyes. I'm going to do this instead of a prayer, because it is a prayer in my opinion. And I want you to take it in if it's comfortable for you, as the Word of God speaking to you, through you, and as you. And so as you gently close your eyes and take a breath and follow it down to your heart, listen to these words and allow the words to expand in you as we plant the seeds together of a greater truth. I know exactly what to do in every situation. Every idea necessary to successful living is brought to my attention. The doorway to ever-increasing opportunity for self-expression is ever open before me. I am continuously meeting new and larger experiences. Every day brings some greater good. Every day brings more blessings and greater self-expression. I am prospered in everything I do. An abundance of good is mine today. There is that within me that understands this truth, that completely accepts it, that remembers freedom, expresses freedom, and anticipates freedom. There is that within me that is completely conscious of its unity with good, of its oneness with all the power there is, all the presence there is, and all the life there is. Upon this power, presence, and life, I depend with complete certainty. I have absolutely inner assurance that divine intelligence guides me in everything I do. I know that there is an inner presence in everyone and in everything. And I claim and accept it today for myself as I allow it to awaken, to become alive in me, and to guide me through every event and circumstance of life. And so as I know this truth for each and every one of us here and each and every person on Facebook, I know that we are blessed and we are a blessing, and that the miracle working power of God is alive in your life, in every life. We claim it today greater. We accept it today greater. As we release this powerful word into that ever-living, loving law of God, recognizing that it returns to and through each and every one of us, spilling over with the fullness of the grace and the glory of God. It awakens within us, and we allow it to be so. And if you'd like to join me, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.